This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want as we launch into the third hour of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We do have the Discord on our call-in line rooms, which are, I think for the first time ever, full. We have four call-in line rooms that, we can make as many as we need. So if this keeps happening, we will expand them to five or six or whatever we need. So that's kind of cool. So we might get to those calls here in just a short bit. But also we got regular phone lines at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, which are not full. But we're going to those calls first because they've been waiting patiently. Let's go to Bud in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM first. Hello, Bud.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, just a quick note about your previous caller regarding taxes and the budget. We're all just being totally blindfolded on what's reality there. I mean, they can tax, they can not tax. It doesn't matter because they got the printing press.
That's right.
And the fiat-backed dollar is we're all carrying around IOUs. So once we get a gold-backed system, we might be okay.
Who's proposing that?
I would hold my breath.
Yeah.
So you are absolutely correct that the power of the federal government, the power of springs from the fact that it creates the currency. It can dictate the actions of the state governments, which are in fact the sovereigns here. They are the states, but because the federal government has the printing press, because the federal government empowers the Federal Reserve, which isn't a federal agency at all, the states are just they just tag along because they can get that free money. But the idea that they're somehow going to stop doing that, I don't know, man. I just don't think they're going to do it.
You know, it all went downhill in 1913 when they created it, and it's a secret cabal. You control the money, you control the people. So we the people have an opportunity to take control and expose what's been going on our whole life, at least my whole life.
Well, people have been trying to expose the Federal Reserve for a long time. You remember the End the Fed protests that went on over the last couple of decades?
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, there's been people out there that have been trying to get the word out about this. G. Edward Griffin, of course, wrote a great book about the creature from Jekyll Island, which is all about the formation of the Federal Reserve.
Joe Plummer made an easier version to consume.
Yeah, and the good news is you don't have to wait around for the federal government to change how their money system works. Because like like Mark's pointing out, that's not going to happen. They love the ability to print money. I mean, anything that would tether them down or restrict them, they're going to be against it. But the good news is you don't have to hope politicians are going to put in place some sort of sensible plan, some kind of reasonable system, gold-backed or whatever it is you've got in mind, because you can utilize alternatives today. You can opt out of keeping all of your wealth stored in dollars. You can, for instance, get into cryptocurrency. You can have gold. You can have silver. Do other things besides put money in dollars.
Right. You can use cryptocurrency to buy just about anything you need from day-to-day life through saveatpurse.com off of Amazon at a 20 to 30% discount.
I got a DNA test for Jazzy Girl.
Yep.
Through saveatpurse.com.
We found out what a wonderful dog Jazzy is.
We already knew that.
Genetic standpoint, at least. And
but I got I didn't need it right away, so I put it 25% off. You know? It's so pretty sweet.
Aren't the same people involved in the cryptos and the gold and silver manipulating both
no.
Oh, no.
currency?
Now, there's too many cryptos out there for them to manipulate them all. Yeah, I think that it's probably true that cryptocurrency markets are manipulated. They're probably not manipulated by nefarious actors, in so much as they are just by people who want to, make the market go up or down so they can buy or sell, and the same way that anybody would want to manipulate the markets. But when you're talking about their existing 10 ounces of gold on paper for every gold gold ounce that exists. No, there's not that kind of manipulation. Cryptocurrency markets aren't lied about in that fashion.
Yeah, crypto, in my opinion, and we're gold and silver guys from way back, Mark, you and I, but we're more excited, I think, about cryptocurrencies these days because it's just more useful. It's more secure. It's more honest. And it's very, very useful. It's instantaneous, basically, money transfers from people one side of the globe to the other with no middlemen, basically. You cut out the governments and the banks from money, and you get an actual form of money that's actually useful and does what it promises it's going to do, and it puts the power of money back into the hands of people. Here's what I'd recommend that you do, bud. Go to Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. So they've got a great academy there, which is, it's short, maybe 10 minutes or something like that. It's not very long. It's just one of those, graphics that you kind of page through and read the basics and see the basics about cryptocurrencies. That's where I would start. Bud, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Brian is in California watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, hey, guys. I know you guys are anarchists and
I am not an anarchist. I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual.
So does an anarchist follow from that as far as with respect to government, centralized
government?
I don't know.
It depends on what kind of anarchist you're talking about. There are different sort of categories of anarchists from what I understand out there. An anarchist is just somebody who doesn't believe in rulers.
Yeah, I think you should have whatever kind of government you want to have voluntarily. So therefore, I cannot simply be an anarchist. An anarchist means no rulers. You may have a ruler if you wish.
Let me redefine it as ANCAP. You fine with that?
ANCAP?
Absolutely not.
No.
I am not an anarcho-capitalist.
Yes, and that stands for anarcho, meaning anarchist and capitalist. And I'm a free market guy. I think that you should be able to have whatever kind of system that people consent to. So if you want to live on a commune, go right ahead. Live on a commune. I'm not interested in it. But
this is a great time because that's kind of like what I'm referring to as far as the free market, total free market without centralized planning. Right?
Okay, good.
Okay, I like free markets.
Okay, so I hear you guys always talk about, this program, that program's inefficient. Then you guys endorse things like repealing programs, getting rid of all government programs on the extreme, right?
I would love to get rid of all coercion from human relationships.
Look, I'm not against government. I think humans need government. I am against monopoly government that forces its will onto the people.
Not what I mean. I mean state, right? The state.
Okay, the state. Great. Okay.
So I always hear you guys... barring the elimination of all government programs, you probably would prefer less government programs because they're inefficient. Am I correct on that, too?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, sure, I would like to see less coercion, but I think that it can be done in a fashion that is unfair.
And I always hear you guys, you guys are disseminating this type of philosophy to your listeners. And has it ever occurred to you that you could actually be doing more harm toward your cause of getting rid of the state?
How?
Actually good.
How is that?
So how does the free market regulate the inefficient company?
Well, the regulation is a term that has to do with government. If what you're asking about is regulations...
No, it doesn't.
Nature, yeah, it actually does.
On things like overpopulation and stuff, right? People die from starvation. That's a natural regulation... Or your body has regulations.
Yeah.
Okay, look, Ian.
That regulates it. And in the free market, it also has its own regulations. So how does the free market deal with inefficient companies?
I guess they go out of business, right?
Failure, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are endorsing things that make government more efficient, which can disguise their inefficiency to normal people.
So, okay. You can't make government more efficient.
No, yes, you can.
Yes, not really.
By good. Lowering deficits or actually making them have surpluses.
Okay. Yeah, he's right. So what you're saying is what we should advocate for is more government, right? So we should make government bigger, and then it will crumble from its own weight?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard this.
We've heard this pitch before.
I've heard this advocation before. So what you're then asking me to do is to advocate for more pain, more misery, more poverty, and more bad things happening to my fellow human beings. I don't think I can do that in good conscience.
Yeah, can't advocate for coercion if you're an actual libertarian, and I am. Thanks for the call, Brian. Feel free to
tonight. He's right, though, that government, as it gets bigger, is more likely to topple.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's plenty of inefficiencies in just a little government of City of Keene. We're coming up.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which are full of calls. We will get to those coming up here. And your calls and thoughts are welcome on anything. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And I did mention Bitcoin.com earlier. I'm going to mention them again because I forgot to tell you that they also have some really other cool features like the latest news headlines. You want to get the latest information about from around the globe about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, get over to Bitcoin.com. They also have the Bitcoin Forum, where you can engage with the Bitcoin community over at Bitcoin.com. They can help you choose your Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and even show you where you can spend it at Bitcoin.com. Now, let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We go to Pokimane, calling from I don't remember where, but you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you calling from tonight?
Hi, I'm calling from California.
California. Well, welcome to Free Talk Live. And how are you watching or listening to the show?
I was watching on Twitch.
All right. So I think you might be the first female Twitch caller that we've had in like more
are
than...
Are you assuming her gender?
Well,
I'm a girl. It's okay.
Yeah, she looks like a girl. And
my pronouns are
like a girl.
His Majesty, Your Majesty. And in the plural, it's His Majesty and his loyal subjects.
You know, it's funny, Mark, just as an aside, we were at here in the Keene area. We went to an ACLU meeting on Wednesday night when you were doing the show. And they went around the table and asked people to give their pronouns as they were introducing themselves. So when it came to me, I said, you can call me whatever you want. I didn't go through some laundry list. I don't care what people say. Anyway, what were you calling about tonight, Pokimane?
Did you just say I'm cute?
I haven't seen you, so I wouldn't be able to make
you
that.
You said that my profile picture?
I didn't say that, but yeah, you might be. I don't know if I've seen...
We're not going to call you ugly. How's that? Go ahead.
Okay, well, you're cute. Anyway.
Thank you. Well, thanks.
I just wanted to say that this show seems really cool. It's refreshing, also.
How did you find us?
One of my friends found it. I guess he was scrolling through Twitch, and he just sent it to me.
All right, great. Well, welcome. So you're on the radio now beyond just Twitch. So what do you want to say?
Oh, I wanted to tell everybody about K-pop. Do they like K-pop?
Actually, I do like some K-pop. It's true.
Who's your favorite group?
So I got into K-pop with a group called 4 Minute.
Hyuna, right?
What now?
Hyuna is in that group?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if you know their name.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So, Mark, you remember Gangnam Style, right?
Yep.
Okay, so most people in the audience, if you've ever heard of K-pop, you probably heard of it surrounding that song.
Yep.
It was several years ago now, I think, that it really hit big. And it's probably one of the biggest videos to ever be on YouTube. It's huge.
Yeah, it's a great video.
I think they actually had to upgrade the YouTube count technology to include more zeros because they hit like a billion views or something on that. Like no video had ever hit that before.
Yeah, I think it has 2 billion right now.
The thing that I like about Gangnam Style is that that a middle-aged guy like me can enjoy K-pop without being called a pedophile.
Well, they are young women, Mark. They're not children.
Okay, there's boy groups, too, though.
There are. I'm only teasing.
BTS is the biggest K-pop group, and they're coming back soon. So,
there much of a competition between K-pop and J-pop? I've heard these two terms. To me, they
J-pop
seem...
is not it. K-pop is it.
Okay. Is J-pop wanting to be K-pop? Was it K-pop there first, and then J-pop came along?
Honestly, I don't know.
I don't know.
K-pop's better.
Okay, so how did you find K-pop? What was your, how did you get turned on to it?
Actually, from Hyuna. I saw her Bubble Pop.
Oh, yeah,
video.
That's a good one.
She's really pretty.
Yeah, she certainly
and,
is.
Like, she makes me question myself,
Well, I don't know what that means, but...
It sounds like she finds her very attractive.
She is very attractive. There's
yes,
no doubt.
I do.
What turned me onto it was, Gangnam Style hit big, and so watching that video, I saw Hyuna, who was the main female dancer in that video. I'm like, well, who is that?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and I looked up the video, and that's how I found out who she was, and then I connected through that to 4 Minute, which was the group that she was in. And it's one of those things where, K-pop's been around for decades, and they just keep cranking out these very well-produced acts.
This is the thing that I feel like American music is really missing out on at this point.
What's that?
There are no boy bands. There are no girl bands.
No, there's got to be boy bands in U.S.
Nothing
music.
I've heard of.
What about, like, NSYNC? I know they're probably in their 40s.
I'm talking about in their in the last
The Jonas Brothers. The Jonas Brothers just came back.
Jonas Brothers. I've heard that name, so that is something. Jonas...
There you
Brothers.
Go.
I know so little about music. I for guys that worked in radio for so many years, you think we'd know more than we do.
But we do talk radio.
Apparently,
Mark,
Jonas Brothers is not two people. Who would have thought?
Big three boys.
Yeah, there's, yeah, well, I don't know what their pronouns are, but there you go.
Yeah, I pay no, well, I don't know, why do you keep going to this pronoun thing, Mark? I don't know what it's
they're
all about.
They're boys.
Yeah, well, they're hard to call men, that's for sure.
Hey,
hey, that's not nice. That's really rude. What invalidates them being men?
I don't know what their age is.
People?
Because as old as I, all the older I get, like at this point,
they all look like kids.
Anybody under 30 doesn't look even look really? Like an adult to me.
What about K-pop boy groups? What about them?
I don't follow them, honestly.
You can't tell the difference between the two of us at this point. I'm the old, cynical one, and Ian's the one that likes K-pop.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pokemane, well, anything else you want to share tonight?
Please be prepared for BTS's comeback. You will not be angry.
That's one of the boy groups.
They're a K-pop group.
Thanks, yeah, Pokemane. Seven of them. Welcome Thank to the you. Show. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Yeah, K-pop is an interesting. Yes. K-pop's an interesting phenomenon because, you know, the internet has really made this possible. In a way that previously, yeah, you could go to the CD store. Remember when they had record stores, Mark? You could go to the record store and you could go to like the ethnic section, right?
Okay.
You know?
Right. You get like you get Paul Simon hanging with the brothers down in Africa, right?
Yeah, you get some weird stuff, you know, strange music
Diamonds
around the world.
Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
Whatever it is that the record store owner thought that you should have.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And now,
maybe some Spanish guitar.
Now, if you want to hear music from all around the planet, you can do it.
Just that easy.
It's so easy, and it has made these groups way more popular than they otherwise would have been. And that's not to say they don't deserve it. They absolutely do. Now, the biggest critique of K-pop, and probably the most valid critique, is that it's all very produced. Meaning, these girls or boys or whoever it is that's in these groups, they didn't know
artists.
Each other. Well, they may or may not have musical talent. Some do, some don't. But at the very least, most of them can sing fairly well, although they do some auto-tuning and all of that. But they didn't know each other before they got placed together in this group. You know, they have tryouts or whatever. They have these auditions for Korean people, young people, to become these, what they call idols. They're called Korean K-pop idols. I guess they're idolized by tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people.
Sure.
Many of them appear in media that's outside of just the group that they're in, so they'll do acting as well as, you know, doing music, and they just become, you know, big stars over there. In a way that, I mean, certainly we have that here in the U.S., but it's more common to see, as I understand it at least, from my outsider perspective, it's more common to see these people from these groups, and many of these groups have 4, 5, 9, 12 members in them, so it's way more in some cases.
BTS has 7 in it.
Yeah, so it's way more than like your typical boy band group from the U.S., but many of them do other things, and they've got other talents. So, you know, kudos to them. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, and you can bring up anything. And kudos to our first Twitch female caller there, I think, in the year-plus history that we've been broadcasting on Twitch. And she didn't say anything we had to dump off the radio. So, like, I'm super happy about that.
And I'm glad she showed me these Jonas Brothers fellas. I still think we need more boy bands, more girl bands here in the United States, that this is an area of the market that's lacking.
All right, we're on the way here, 855-450-FREE. Free, you can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Joe Bro.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is continuing to emphasize the immigration issue on Twitter. He cut off aid to 3 Central American countries and is calling on Mexico to stop the influx of immigrants coming into the U.S. He made the repeated threats this week to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico.
We'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games. Mexico has to stop it. There's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
A closure of the southern border could affect legal ports of entry where more than $550 billion of goods are traded between Mexico and the U.S. each year. Political scientist Mark Jones says this could make the problem worse.
If they could do more to essentially align themselves with the United States on this policy, they would. They simply don't have the resources and don't have the capacity to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we were actually just on the line with one of our Twitch viewers who turns out, if it's the same person, turns out this person, Pokimane, who just called in, talked about K-pop with us.
She's internet famous.
She's, like, big time on Twitch. 3 million followers.
And there I did. I insulted the Jonas Brothers right in front of her.
You'd only known, Mark,
right,
who you were dealing with. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And we are on Twitch. We're newish there. You know, only been there for about a year. You can follow our Twitch channel where we've got a whole 700-some followers.
We certainly don't fit the demographics for Twitch, but
no, we don't.
It's fun to be there. And
well, I mean, I've played video games my whole life, so, like, you know, I fit that.
Right.
I just don't, I'm not under the age of probably.
I don't think they want me to get on there and play the Atari 2600 games I played.
No, I've got some Atari 2600 games that you could play if you wanted to.
They'd be so boring to
Rich and I pulled them out the other night, and we played, like, Combat. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Combat's the one that came with the set.
Yeah.
When you open it up on Christmas morning, and you got your Atari 2600 with the faux wood grain,
yep.
It had the Combat cassette with it. And that game, Combat, had like 70 or 80 included games. You could get tanks, you could shoot airplanes, all kinds of stuff.
We did that.
It was so awesome.
It's still as fun as it was, as fun as I remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so basic, but still just, you know, such a good one-on-one style game. We continue your calls and thoughts. Welcome. But if you want to follow us on our Twitch channel, please do that at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. I don't know what kind of, you know, career Pokimane has, but I imagine it's pretty successful if she's got 3 million followers there on Twitch. There's some money to be made doing what she does, which is amazing. We're trying to get 75 viewers on our channel.
Consistent ones, yeah.
Right, consistently. And then we can get to the Twitch partner level, as they call
Pokimane it. Pokimane could syndicate us on her channel. And that would, and we'd
she,
be in
she totally
shape.
Could. Yeah. We'd probably have to pay her to do that, though, because I imagine there's, you know, other channels that she would, you know, rather promote. But who knows? Maybe she likes what she heard.
Attempt to learn one of those boy band dances.
Twitch.lrn.fm. All right, we continue here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Randy. He's in Texas listening online. Go ahead, Randy.
How you doing there, guys? Good to see y'all.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been over in Discord and had a real good time. Met some of your people over there. Matter of fact, they're following me right now. I've kind of come out of the shadows. I've been fighting this battle that y'all have been fighting for quite some time now. And
I'm not fighting a battle. I just want to let you know. Okay. I don't want to fight with anybody. I just want to live free. But they just want to fight with me. You know, they just want to come at me because I want to live free.
I'm with you. Okay. All and right. One of the things about today that I've seen is damn near it's hard to say anything to anybody without blustering up somebody about, you know, everything.
And, everybody's looking to get offended.
It really is.
You tell them you're in a fight, Ian's sure like, I'm not in a fight.
Is that the craziest thing in the world you've ever seen in your life?
I live with this all the time. What are you talking about?
Listen, y'all have at your fingertips, and I want you to hear me well, is
yes,
the
sir.
Answer to this all. And I guess the sound of my voice is indicative that I've climbed life's ladder a little further than y'all have, but listen, I still straighten up when I walk down the elementary school hallway. I have never been able to get to what they call adult. I don't care less to be there. I'm an old, original hippie. And happen to live in a town that still, to this day, is the world's richest acre as far as how much oil's been pumped out of Kilgore, Texas. So
wow.
I went through all this dynamic of everyone in Kilgore probably had more money than Trump. I mean, seriously. So what I've learned from all this is I've had life experiences, and I went into studying this damn Federal Reserve because I realized a long time ago that why are they letting them print our money and telling us what the interest rate is going to be and then charging us interest? You know, if you start out with $100 and that's the only $100 that's ever created on planet
right.
Earth, and then you borrow that $100 and they want 10% interest, how come my generation, dumbasses, didn't able to catch that and say, hey, whoa, buddy, you know, let's back up just a little bit.
Wait, just to be clear, you mean where does the 10% come from if the money doesn't exist?
No. What I was saying is giving you an example that, number one, this isn't my first rodeo. I have damn near got the blood types of the Rothschilds. This whole thing started because of the speed by which information is delivered, and Nathan Rothschild got his horse back to the England faster than the other team, and he Mickey'd the deal, and by morning, he owned England. Look, do a DuckDuckGo, not Google, do a DuckDuckGo on the world's most wealthy hour, and it will be Nathan Rothschild. And he told his father told his five sons, Nathan being one of them, go out and find me something that we can give to the minions that will help our agenda without even firing a shot that will help them and help our agenda. Without them knowing it, we can win any battle. And that's true.
Yeah, it's true that the Rothschilds really had a lot to do with finance, even through like World War II and stuff like that. But aren't they just wine producers now? I mean, what's the relevance today?
Well, the relevance of this is that when Rothschild saw, and they were the main things, by the way, it's really not Rothschilds, it's Barber, and it came forward, he changed it to Rothschild to become somewhat sounding Jewish because Abram told him to, but anyway, that's a whole nother deal. But the bottom line is this, y'all are delivering powerful information here, and I could sit here and talk to you about the Rothschilds till we're blue in the face, but it comes right down to when they formed the corporations, we were screwed and tattooed, and at that point right there, they knew this thing was going to collapse. However, speed of information, as George Thurgood said, the very thing that make you rich will make you poor, the speed of information that they got back at the Battle of Waterloo, now is on our side. So what I have done is this. I don't know if y'all are aware of it. We won't go into it now, but I will start a class on this. And I'm coming in here to tell y'all I want to be an LNN, you know, y'all's LRN. I'll get the equipment. I'll set it up in most every major city I've got, you know, that needs to be done. And I will teach people, or I'll have people, G.R. Mobley, will teach people basics of the Constitution, and it will be taught in a way that the younger demographic...
Hold on, are you talking about setting up broadcasting equipment?
He wants to do a show on LRN, and that sounds great. Send an email to ian@freetalklive.com.
Well, actually, don't bother, because unless you've been doing a show for 6 months straight of regular production, I'm not going to look at it, so you've got to get your own thing going.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. With your equipment, from what I understand from the front page of your website, I could get this equipment, and then I could actually find a frequency as I listen to all of y'all's instructions that's suitable and go with this satellite deal, and I could carve out an hour out of your schedule that I could be broadcasting
live. That's correct.
You were right about that. What you're referring to, Randy, for our listeners that aren't familiar, is the Liberty Radio Network's website, lrn.fm. There's a page there about broadcasting, about what kind of equipment you would need. Now, of course, if you do this, you understand, you would likely be, you know, at some point targeted by the FCC.
If you do it in the United States.
He's calling from Texas.
Yes, but there are, you could set up community stations. There's laws that there's ways to broadcast legally if you wish to.
Right, but the instructions on that page are not how to broadcast legally. That's how to run a pirate radio station, a.k.a. community radio station, which if somebody snitches on you, which is usually the local broadcasters in your area who will snitch you out to the FCC, then a goon squad will be dispatched.
I'm versed with the boys.
Okay.
So I'm
just
not
so you know. Just so you know. Just make sure you have a video camera charged up and ready to go in case they start sniffing around. Randy, I wish you the best, and I hope that you have fun with your broadcasting journey. If you want to check out that page that Randy's talking about, you can go to, I think it's broadcast.lrn.fm, if I recall correctly. Check that out. At the very least, you'll find it in the menus at lrn.fm. And there's specific equipment recommendations and all that. But just like to make sure people know that those recommendations will likely put you in violation of FCC regulations, and as much as I would like to see the FCC shrivel up and die, they don't seem to be doing that anytime soon. So, we got more coming up. You can call and share your thoughts with us, like Randy did. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial on in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. In these remaining moments, we may have enough time for you, but if you don't get in tonight, well, no worries. We're always here every other night. So if you don't get in, that's okay. Also, if you're listening to us on Twitch, stick around there because there's more programming coming up immediately after Free Talk Live there over at twitch.lrn.fm. So stay tuned there. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go to Ralph, who is on the line in Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Something that's been bothering me quite a bit now that Trump has recognized the Golan Heights as being part of Israel instead of Syria. It goes back to 1967 when the USS Liberty, an American ship, was off the coast of Egypt, and Israel attacked our ship. Killed, murdered 34 of our sailors, wounded 170, I think, other ones, many severely. They napalmed the ship. They shot out all the radio antennas so that they couldn't, radio for help. They torpedoed the boat. They machine gunned the boat. They even machine gunned the life raft so there would be no survivors. And but it didn't work. And when they did this,
what was it supposed to work at?
What?
What was it supposed to? You said it didn't work. What was it supposed to do?
They were trying to sink the ship with no survivors.
Okay.
They were trying to blame Egypt for the attack.
Okay.
Our bombers with nuclear weapons were on our way to Cairo, Egypt, to nuke Cairo, and 2 minutes before that was going to take place, they were called back. Now we step forward in time.
This is a good argument for why the U.S. government shouldn't be invading other people's countries and shipping their boats and planes all around the globe. Wouldn't you agree that they should probably just stay home and defend the United States if they're going to?
Well, they were in. America was in international waters. It wasn't a fighting ship. It was a. They were eavesdropping. They were listening to what was going on in
but
the Middle
still,
East.
And that's still meddling in other people's affairs around the globe. I mean, shouldn't you know? Isn't the right thing to do what the founding fathers intended, which was to say, you know,
no keep, tangling alliances,
right? Keep things home. Basically, keep the military at home. Don't even have them exist unless it's necessary, right? Because, I mean, the Constitution, you didn't even have a standing army.
Well, this is how Israel got the Golan Heights, the Golan Heights that now Trump has given to Israel. But the thing is, somebody mentioned Rothschild. Now, Netanyahu gave an exclusive oil contract to a corporation in New Jersey called Genie Oil, and they discovered oil in the Golan Heights. So much oil, there's more oil there than there is in Saudi Arabia. And guess who sits on the strategic board of directors of Genie Oil? Not only Dick Cheney, not only Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and all that, not only James Woolsey, the former head of the CIA.
So they stand to benefit from this political giving.
Well, yes. And Rothschild himself is on the board of directors.
Well, interesting happens. Interesting things happen when you follow the money. Ralph, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to somebody on our Discord lines. It's Hamez calling from, he says he's in Ireland. Go ahead, Hamez.
Hello, guys. What's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
Is my mic sound okay?
You sound great.
You sound great. What's
go
on
ahead.
Mind?
Sound job. What's up with the old timer? Do you think he's Inspector Gadget or something? Like, what's going on with him?
Who?
The old guy that was on before me.
Oh, I'm not sure. Why would you say does he think he's Inspector Gadget?
Well, he thinks he's on to some conspiracy type of stuff.
Well, he probably is. I mean, it sounded pretty legit as far as conspiracy goes.
I mean, generally when things are done by the government, there's a reason for it.
Somebody's got a benefit.
It has to do with money and power, right? Yeah.
That's the truth. That is actually the root of all evil is money and power, but... Second to that.
Well, I mean, money's just a tool. So you could argue, actually, that the love of money or the obsession with it is a root to evil, but by itself, money is just an inanimate object that can be used for good or for evil.
That's true. I know you guys had Pokemon on, and if you guys don't mind, I'd just like to say hello to Pokemon.
I think a lot of people would like to say hello to Pokemon.
With 3 million viewers, I bet a lot of people would.
Yeah, I'm surprised that she's actually still in the chat room chatting with people. I imagine that normally chat rooms are just swamped full of young men who would love to have her attention.
Yeah, no, I just want to say, like, if she wants to go on a date or something.
I'm sure.
Would you fly out to California?
I want to go to
Ireland. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want.
Date might mean something else to him than the actual definition.
Let's talk to that's somebody listening to the show. It's Free Market Penguin who needs to turn that off so he can then get on the air with us. Hello, Free Market Penguin.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk to you about something that happened.
You got to turn that down.
Phone.
Whatever that is.
I threw it across the room. Okay.
All right, great.
I wanted to talk to you about something you talked about in the first hour, about if we got rid of these government programs, and that we had a free market kind of economy, that people would need to be on charity, and people would organize charity and stuff like that. And I think that kind of discounts the free market economics, that the government is part of this greater state that uses a regulation and intellectual property and non-libertarian property rights to inflate the price of everything for the benefit of the rent seekers, the established corporations. So take something like healthcare. It's a no-brainer. We all have bodies. We all need healthcare. There's a huge demand, and there's plenty of ways to supply healthcare, as many ways as you can imagine. And they artificially, through regulation and other things, they artificially inflate these prices. So we could afford this. We could have all kinds of companies that seek a profit, fraternal organizations. We have charitable groups now, religious organizations, co-ops, cost-sharing programs, all kinds of things, and people could practice medicine not based on a state-backed system that certifies them, but any number of types of medicine, and they could be the type of care and medicine they choose, and the price would be drastically lower.
Yep, I think you're absolutely right.
Can't disagree with any of that.
When you move into New Hampshire,
wins, I mean, it really, it.
When you move into New Hampshire and becoming a co-host, Free Market Penguin.
I might one day. You never know.
Yeah, we need a new Muslim co-host.
Oh, had one before?
Will.
Yeah, Will.
Yeah,
I wish Will well too.
I hope we'll see him again.
You know, I know he's been causing some trouble, so he's doing all right.
Thanks for the call tonight, Free Market Penguin. Appreciate it. As we continue here, we go to Max calling us from, he says, Sweden. Max, you're on Free Talk Live, also on the Discord calling lines. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
All right, nice. I just wanted to say that I'm coming over to your studio right now with a gun to kill all of you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not been said before, so I guess we'll just be waiting for you. This is New Hampshire. Where are you from?
I'm from Sweden.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't have a gun.
I have a gun. A water gun. It's a joke, guys. Come on. It's just a joke.
Are you going to drown us? Well, you know, there's some people who've actually called and they weren't joking about that, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, we've had the studio shot before.
Are you sure?
Are you sure
they weren't joking? Because clearly you guys are alive.
We are alive.
That's true.
Well, I don't know if they were joking. They were obviously bluffing. But
I see.
We have had the studio shot up by paintball. We've had eggs thrown at it. Mm-hmm. You know, a few things have happened. Sure.
Oh, I see. How many listeners do you think there are right now? And how many of them do you guys think you'll actually, like, talk to in some way in real life?
Probably not very many. So we probably
not very many we would talk to in real life.
So on a Saturday night, chances are good. Let's say there's probably 300,000 listeners listening on an entire Saturday night, but maybe in a given 15-minute segment. So like right now, probably 30,000.
Max, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Thanks for staying up late with us there in Sweden.
So that's the difference between what they call a QM for the evening and an AQH, so an average quarter hour rating.
These are radio terms.
Yes.
All right, so if you didn't get in tonight, it's no big deal because we got more coming up here, more Free Talk Live every night, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget about our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. Of course, your local radio station. Hopefully, if we're not on your local radio station all 7 nights a week, call them up and ask them real nicely for more Free Talk Live. And, you know, you might just get it. It's been Ian and Mark here. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. If you're on Twitch, stay tuned for more over at twitch.lrn.fm.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.